Chapter 12. Now these are those who came to David to Ziklag, while he was still kept from the presence of Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, his helpers in war. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in slinging stones and in shooting arrows from the bow. They were of Saul's brothers of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shammah the Gibeathite, and Jeziel, and Pelah, the sons of Azmaveth, and Berekah, and Jehu the Anathothite, and Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jehaziel, and Yohanan, and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai, and Jeremoth, and Baliah, and Shemariah, and Shephatiah the Harophite, Vikana, and Ishiah, and Azarel, and Joezer, and Jashabiam, the Korahites, and Joelah, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Of the Gadites there separated themselves to David to the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for war, that could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as the roes on the mountains, Ezer the chief, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Atai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Yohanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Mishbani the 11th. These of the sons of Gad were captains of the army, he who was least was equal to 100, and the greatest to 1,000. These are those who went over the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all its banks, and they put to flight all them of the valleys, both toward the east, and toward the west. There came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them, and answered them, "If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart shall be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look thereon, and rebuke it." Then the Spirit came on Amasai, who was chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse, peace, peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, for your God helps you." Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. Of Manasseh also there fell away some to David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they did not help them, for the lords of the Philistines sent him away after consultation, saying, "He will fall away to his master Saul to the jeopardy of our heads." As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh, Adna, and Jozabad, and Jediel, and Michael, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Zilethai, captains of thousands who were of Manasseh. They helped David against the band of rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the army. For from day to day men came to David to help him, until there was a great army, like the army of God. These are the numbers of the heads of those who were armed for war, who came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah who bore shield and spear were 6,800, armed for war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi 4,600. Jehoiada was the leader of the household of Aaron, and with him were 3,700, and Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house 22 captains. Of the children of Benjamin, the brothers of Saul, 3,000, for hitherto the greatest part of them had kept their allegiance to the house of Saul. Of the children of Ephraim 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous men in their father's houses. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh 18,000, who were mentioned by name, to come and make David king. Of the children of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their heads were 200, and all their brothers were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as were able to go out in the army, who could set the battle in array, with all kinds of instruments of war, 50,000, to help David and were not of double heart. Of Naphtali 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear 37,000. Of the Danites who could set the battle in array, 28,600. Of Asher, such as were able to go out in the army, who could set the battle in array, 40,000. On the other side of the Jordan, of the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all kinds of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these being men of war, who could order the battle array, came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. They were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brothers had made preparation for them. Moreover those who were near to them, as far as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, food at meal, cakes of figs, and clusters of raisins, and wine, and oil, and cattle, and sheep in abundance, for there was joy in Israel.